This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Election day is tomorrow. Voters will decide on two statewide ballot questions. And there are also lots of local issues in cities and counties across the state. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Communities like Vail will vote on whether to tax short-term rentals to help pay for affordable housing. Pueblo is asking voters for tax increases to help with their overall budget shortfall. A few mountain counties want to increase taxes to pay for child care services. Then there are the two statewide questions. Both would increase funding for the Healthy School Meals for All program. Voters have until 7 p.m. on Tuesday to turn in ballots to a drop box or county clerk's office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's life sciences sector just got a boost, $1 million federal grant to build the life science workforce. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Employers report difficulty in hiring people to make sure medical, pharmaceutical, and other life science products are safe and effective. The National Science Foundation made the award to CU Denver, CU Anschutz, and the Colorado Bioscience Institute. The award will dramatically expand a certificate program called Quality Assurance and Regulatory Affairs. The program will offer students stackable credentials, mentorship, and real-world experience. The life sciences sector in Colorado generates more than $52 billion annually. Salaries in the field average $123,000. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.